Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday to you. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, and we talk with her every Thursday morning. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey.
Well, the city of Gulf Breeze is going to start looking a lot different because they're taking down some of the utility poles that were there for years. I mean, I guess since utilities came on the scene, we've had electrical lines running through the sky, and we just kind of think that's just a given. You have to have that. But the city undertook an $18 million undergrounding project, and it took forever. It seems like it's taken forever. But now we can start seeing some of the changes. SPL and some of the old Gulf Power infrastructure has been taken down in Gulf Breeze between the bridge and Daniel Drive. And instead, they have these beautiful decorative poles that have no lines, the streetlights have no lines between them. So it's going to have light, but you won't see all those strings across the sky as much. And this is only the first phase. They will be doing the entire loop all the way from Shoreline to Fairpoint and South Sunset. And so the project is underway, and you will, there are people working at night to get this done. And I believe it's going to be finished next year.
It's so different. If you ever go, just drive into a neighborhood where they have overhead power lines and drive into a neighborhood where they do not, it's a completely different feel. You can't describe it other than it is, you would obviously notice the difference. And so when it's gone, everybody's going to forget that it was ever not that way, but it's going to be different. It's going to feel so much better. I love it. We also had a story about mariachis.
Yes, mariachis was one of the restaurants caught up in this situation where this owner, Mr. Campos Reyes, was arrested, and several of the restaurants that he owned, including the mariachis in Gulf Breeze, closed. I actually went there that day that they were closing, and they said, we don't have any workers. That was the excuse that they told me. But actually, that's not what happened. Their owner has been arrested for some financial crimes and also some drug-related crimes. And so I'm not sure whether that's the sign on the door says it's temporarily closed.
Okay.
But I'm not sure whether that means permanent. It could be permanent. I don't know.
But the first effort to you was to blame it on the immigration enforcement, which turns out not to have been the case.
That was what they told me when I got there. Yes, we have no workers. Is what they told me.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's unfortunate because sometimes you just gotta have your Mexican food ethics. Fortunately, we do have several other options.
Yeah, there's more than just the one. Agreed. The city, we talked with Sam Abel about this the other day. The city is basically in practice offering people a property tax cut. If you kind of shake it out in the end, what it looks like to you on your billfold is basically a property tax cut, right?
Well, they are having their budget workshops right now. And right now they're also trying to figure out where the line is going to be drawn because the county half-cent sales tax is going to sunset later this year. Later next year. Plus, the Florida constitutional amendment that passed is going to increase the total number of homestead exemptions, and there's also going to be some expansion on that front. So they're kind of waiting to see, what they're going to get before they can really make a decision. But they still have to make a decision, so kind of an uncertain time to make a budget. So they're in the process of doing that right now, talking to all the department heads about what their needs are, what they can get by with. They don't want to raise taxes, obviously, but, the situation is just sort of in flux.
Well, what Sam was saying is, obviously there's uncertainty about the future, but, one of the decisions they made was to not raise the millage and to instead take that $2 million, basically they're not participating in the MSTU, that just basically grant that to the people as a kind of a, in net effect, a property tax cut. So, which given some of the uncertainty, I thought was a pretty bold move, but, I like to see it. It certainly is, as a taxpayer, it's great. Santa Rosa County is continues to talk about what they're going to do on Navarre Beach with the boardwalk, with the tourism offices, right?
Absolutely. So they have this wonderful plan to put a boardwalk up there, sort of like what's on Pensacola Beach. And part of it is going to be businesses and everything, but they also have the TDC offices slated to go in there. Well, a lot of people said, why are we putting, you know, offices on the beach? Why can't we put the TDC offices across the street or whatever? So that created quite a lot of discussion about that. And so they're still talking about the design, whether that's going to be part of it or not. So, but, you know, the issue of with Navarre Beach is they have so much demand,
yeah,
so little parking. So they're trying to figure all of that out, and it's, you know, making it, you know, balanced between the need of bringing people out there and the need of people parking somewhere. So it's an issue.
Yeah, there was a lot of good conversation, too, about, you know, do we continue to try to drive people to the beach that's already overcrowded that we can't handle the traffic for already? You know, like, all of these things, you know, it's a good problem to have, but it is a, you know, problem we have. And will those people come back again as well? You've got an article about the low-cost spay-neuter facility coming or opening in Milton. A story about the Vibrio vulnificus, which is kind of always around, but it comes and goes in terms of it being an issue. And Splash is coming as well, right?
Splash Magazine is coming, yes. Splash, and, you know, school is starting, so, of course, very different. You know, the summer break is coming to an end, and school starts August the 11th. And so we are working on the July 31st issue is going to come out. The August issue is going to come out of Splash. And, you know, the people that are, the advertisers love it. They say they get a lot of results from it because it does go from Pensacola to Navarre Beach.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so big, wide audience and lots of fun. Anyone who's looking for something to see or do is looking for that. And we're also going to be launching an interactive calendar of events.
Oh, nice.
That you can add your event to, which is really important because I just was trying to add something to the Visit Pensacola site, and it was rejected because it was in Gulf Breeze. The event was in Gulf Breeze.
That's weird because usually they're pretty – I thought it was kind of everything. And that's one of the things I think in our area we could do a better job of having – it's everywhere. It's a problem. Like, cause there are so many inputs, so many activities, so many organizations, trying to keep track of, you know, what's really going on in our community is in any community is actually a really hard thing. So that's good that you guys are launching that. Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday and we talk to her to get a preview of what's in the paper. Lisa, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you so much. And I really hope that I see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8-6. And you'll see me better now without the power lines in the way. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. By the way, welcome back, John.
Thank you.
I don't think I've even said that maybe once today. So, you know, welcome back. Good to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seen some minor delays on Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. Just some minor delays due to congestion in that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you are thinking about buying a vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. And one of the things I like about Frontier, I mean, lots of things, you know. I mean, I literally advertised for them because we bought a car there, not intending to, but we found such a gem that we couldn't not buy it. And I came back to the office and I told my sales manager, I said, can I do ads for them? Because they're outstanding. It just was such an easy experience. You know, I've bought a number of cars in my life and it's always a degree of unpleasant, you know, and sometimes more, sometimes less. And sometimes I've not bought cars because the process was so unpleasant. But at Frontier, they get that. They understand that you don't want to be doing this, typically. And they try to make it as not, you know, as less unpleasant as possible. And they succeed. It's just, it was so easy. And working with them is great. They're all super friendly, informative. They're kind of hands-off, low-key. Go drive a bunch of cars if you want to. They don't need to have your whole life story for 100 hours before and after, like it's really common, unfortunately. So anyway, I just had a great experience. That's why I love talking about them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Worry not, my brother, for I am a master of disguises.
Good morning, 820 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Thursday to you. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. I love watching. I'm looking through the glass, and I see David. He's like leaning back. He's enjoying life. He's sipping a margarita. He's watching his favorite Netflix show. And all of a sudden, I say, David Wayne. He's like, And he like jumps up, puts his headphones on. He's right to the mic like nothing ever happened. And here I am spilling all the tea about it. So.
Good morning.
That's a great look you're giving me right now, David. I love it. What's going on, sir?
President Trump is planning to visit the Federal Reserve today. It's Trump's latest move in his efforts to pressure Chairman Jerome Powell to lower interest rates. And Trump has been criticizing Powell for not lowering rates, a decision Powell says is based on the uncertainty of tariff policies. Three Ohio police officers were wounded yesterday in what officials are calling an ambush. Two of the officers were sitting in their patrol car. They were eating lunch in Lorain, which is just west of Cleveland, about 30 miles, when they were shot with a high-powered rifle. A third officer treated for a gunshot wound to the hand. Police say the suspect was killed when officers fired back. And WNBA star Caitlin Clark and the rest of the Indiana Fever will be wearing Stranger Things-inspired jerseys in upcoming games. Apparently, they are collaborating with the Netflix show, which is launching its final season this fall. See, I was just doing my research on that news story.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what they should definitely do, what these ladies should definitely do, is they should have more cowbell.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I needed that today and didn't know it. Thank you.
Because the name of the team is the?
Indiana Fever.
I love the combination of like shame.
It's like an Inception-level dad joke.
I love the way.
A joke inside of a joke inside of a dream. I don't know what it is.
I love that I made you explain the dad joke. And you did it so. It's because this is Indiana Fever. All right. Well, thank you for that, David. That's the gift I didn't know I needed this morning. 8:23 on News Radio 92.3. I don't even know where we go from here. Seattle. Let's go to Seattle. Why not? Let's make fun of people who are on the left coast. I used to live there. I mean, not in Seattle. I lived in Medford, Oregon. So Seattle every year does the big Seattle Air Show, right? You know, they have this giant air show. It's Seafair. It's fantastic. It's amazing. It's wonderful. And, John, let me ask you this theoretical question.
Okay.
Okay. No matter what the topic, there's always a couple of nitwits. Is that fair?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. If you've got tens of thousands of people and all you want to do is find, like, the person who believes the earth is flat, you know, or the person who believes that Elvis is still alive, or the person,
you know,
there's always somebody, there's always a crank out there, and they're usually not alone. They've found other like-minded cranks. Okay, I now take you to Seattle, where in advance of the Blue Angels performance at Seafair, we have a billboard. I can't believe people have spent their money on this. Say no to Blue Angels.
What?
Too loud. It's so small. war training, army training, sir. I know it's Navy, but you get the reference. And pollution as things that are coming out of the tailpipes. It's not a tailpipe, really, but out of the back end of the engine of the Blue Angels as they're flying. And then you see a picture of a couple of people that are painfully holding their ears over, you know, their hands over their ears. And then what I can only describe as a good cool half dozen ex-hippies.
Maybe not even ex.
I'm not quite sure. But collectively, if you've got six people here, you got probably 500 years worth of collective experience in these six people. Let me just nicely say it that way. They're not
like
young.
That.
And not that, old people are fine, but just in this case, you got, and they're saying, I say no to the Blue Angels fighter jets because of climate pollution and militarism and no military air shows and...
Are you serious?
I am, yeah. And their chant, the coalition, the Air Show Climate Action Coalition, the ACAC, have signs that read, demilitarize Seafair. You know, Seafair
isn't a
military event.
Right.
It's so, so many tons of carbon emissions. 670 tons in one weekend. Yes.
Oh, the smell of jet fuel.
Yes. Oh, that's actually my favorite part is when they do, there's a couple of maneuvers that particularly shove so much of the burnt jet fuel in your face that you can usually expect to smell it like 15 or 30 seconds later. I'm like, yeah. Thank you for that. So
that's also the smell of freedom.
That is the smell of freedom. So, you know, look, and the sound.
And both, the sound
both
of freedom.
Ways, right. So, you lovely people, and this is periodically the case. There's always some, every community has a handful of cranks. And look, you know, no matter how good your thing is, it doesn't matter how good your thing is, there's always going to be somebody that's going to be like, yeah, no, I just don't like steak. Nope. I'm definitely not into the blue bunny ice cream. Just no. You know, like there's always somebody, no matter how good the thing is. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. No delays either. Well, good news on that.
Wow.
I know. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
See, you come back, everything calms down.
I know. Imagine that.
Peaceful and tranquil. And
it's because
fine.
My voice is there.
It is.
The tranquil.
Nice.
Calming.
Iser. That's where it comes from.
I know.
I mean, it's to make tranquil. It's a tranquilizer. It's a does a tranquil.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's non-drug-based, your voice, though.
Thank you.
Hey, if you need a roof, which, you know, periodically we all will need a roof. If you hold a house long enough, you're going to need a roof. Quality Roofing Solutions. 19 years here. They were built by Brian Ward 19 years ago, 2006. And ever since, they've been building thousands and thousands of roofs. They got 1,000 reviews on Google at a 4.9. A 4.9 GPA on Google is pretty spectacular. You just don't see that ever. They donate to all kinds of local charities. They're big on local education with financial stuff in the Santa Rosa School District. They're big on local sports, you know, supporting youth sports. He's a huge supporter of local sports. But what you want is a good roof, and they do that. And you want somebody who's going to talk to you like, you know, not treating you like you're dumb and not assuming that you know everything, and they do that. And you want somebody who's going to call you back, and they do that. And ideally, you want somebody who's going to try to cut costs by, you know, doing all kinds of things to cut costs, which they do. And somebody who's going to stand by their roofs with a lifetime guarantee, which is unheard of. I mean, just unheard of, okay? But they will do that. And so all of the different things that you want a good quality roofer to do, including taking photos before and after and putting them online so that if you ever need to make a claim, you have all the proof you need that you did all of the improvements or that you did the replacement. Anyway, it's just they just do all the stuff right. Okay, Quality Roofing Solutions, 776-0961, or look them up online at qualityroofingsolutions.com. Oh, I name-checked Blue Bunny Ice Cream. Did I say Blue Bunny?
Yes, you did.
Which one did I say?
Because I was like, no, you said Blue Bunny, and
oh,
I was like,
I'm
Blue
sorry.
Bell.
I'm sorry. It's the non-native Southerner in me. Because
I can tell.
Blue Bell, Blue Bunny, these are all like new things to me. But I will tell you this, I do love Blue Bell Ice Cream. It is.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is, yes, really good. There is a change coming to Blue Bell Ice Cream. Now,
whoa,
breathe. They're joining the no artificial colors bandwagon.
Oh, okay.
Also, they say we don't really use them that much already. Okay, so it's okay.
I thought my cookies and cream was going to turn just white.
Don't you dare. Oh, my God. I read a story the other day. I want to say it was a New York Post story. And the New York Post, which is great for a lot of the things you might not see everywhere else, the problem is that the New York Post is based in New York, and as a result, they occasionally come out with really stupid, only a dumb New Yorker would do this story, you know? Like, they periodically engage in hit pieces against Florida, you know, right. Which is funny. I think it was the New York Post, and if I remember wrong, I'm sorry, but that's how I remember it. And the story was the top 10 best ice creams, we taste tested them all. And Bluebell was not on the list. Because they didn't even try it, because probably being New Yorkers, they don't know it exists.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is like we're going to have a 100-meter dash and we're not going to invite Usain Bolt. Because we don't even know he's out there running. You know, like, you just didn't even include the best one. So your silly answers don't mean anything to me. Anyway, so Bluebell is changing, but not in a way that you're going to care about. It's just that the colors may not be as vivid as before, but the flavors will be all exactly the same. That's the big takeaway.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Columbia University does the math, agreeing to pay millions to restore billions in federal aid and grants.
Columbia agreeing to pay out more than $220 million for violating Jewish students' civil rights, and they're pledging to reverse discriminatory practices.
Fox's Griff Jenkins says Columbia admits no wrongdoing. Jeffrey Epstein's partner in sex crimes, Ghislaine Maxwell, reportedly assembling new evidence to present when the deputy AG visits her as soon as today in a Florida lockup to ask what she knows about additional sex offenders. President Trump builds the cornerstones for his American AI dominance plan. AI must not give political opinions.
Title IX, Civil Rights Act.
The American people do not want woke Marxist lunacy in the AI models, and neither do other countries. They don't want.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is cloudy right now. We've got 78 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. A woman that owned a tax preparation service now faces 20 counts of aiding or assisting in the preparation of a false tax return and one count of identity theft. The state attorney's office said Christine Harper was indicted Monday in federal court. Documents show the alleged fraudulent returns date from 2019 through 2023. She could face up to 65 years in prison if convicted. State Attorney General James Uthmeyer says several arrests have been made. More could be on the way in regards to a multi-state fraud ring. During a press conference in Polk County, Uthmeyer and Sheriff Grady Judd said tellers at a bank accessed private data, gave it to another person, and that person posted it for sale on Telegram.
When it went online with Telegram, people from around the world would purchase this information, and then subsequently they could set up accounts.
And among those arrested were two former football players from the University of West Virginia. Judd said that there were more than 200 victims. There could be hundreds of suspects. Losses total around $8.8 million. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis talking about that viral Jacksonville arrest video. Now, that happened he made his comments during a press conference in Jacksonville at the same time the 22-year-old man who was punched in the face by a sheriff's deputy was holding a press conference across town.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I heard that it was debunked. What I heard was that this was out there, there was a narrative that was done, and then JSO provided the context, and things were a lot different.
And McNeil's dash cam and police body cam video did capture the incident, which has now gone viral online. Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters says McNeil wasn't complying with the deputy's commands. Now, that incident is still under investigation. McNeil's attorney, civil rights attorney Ben Crump, is calling for that officer to be fired. Emerald Coast Utilities Authority planning a possible rate increase. The board approved a preliminary rate increase of 3%.
How that breaks down to our individual customers. On average, our customers used about 6,150 gallons per month. And at that consumption rate, additional 3% would be 99 cents additional for water, $1.17 additional for wastewater, for a total of $2.16. Not all of our customers have water and wastewater services. Some will have one, but not the other.
And that's ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody detailing that action by the board here earlier this week. Rick Scott wants to limit China's influence on the stock market. Scott announced yesterday he's now introduced two bills that he says will protect the integrity of America's financial markets from Chinese influence. He's accusing the Chinese companies of breaking the law by shielding their books, providing dishonest information, and undermining U.S. markets while profiting off of American investors. Scott says the bills will close loopholes and ensure American investments aren't being used to fund hostile regimes. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just some minor delays on, Highway 29 northbound, just north of East 9 Mile Road. Again, just minor delays coming from that light. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We do have an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 80% chance of rain, high near 90. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Going into Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees and a low near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
78 degrees right now. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio. Radio 92.3, your money now. There was an unexpected drop in the number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says they received 217,000 initial jobless claims applications for the week ending July 19th. That was down 4,000 from the previous week. Analysts had predicted that number would come in at about 227,000. Well, an international study finds that a four-day work week is linked to better mental health.
The report, published in Nature Human Behavior, shows less burnout and better job satisfaction among workers with abbreviated work weeks. Researchers conducted a six-month study involving nearly 3,000 employees at more than 140 businesses in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the U.K. The study showed workers were more effective on the job when given a four-day work week and reported better sleep and less fatigue. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Jay-Z pitching his case for a Caesars Entertainment casino license for Times Square.
The rapper is partnering with developer SL Green and Caesars. He spoke at a New York Gaming Commission meeting Wednesday about their Times Square casino proposal.
We're not coming to compete with Broadway. We're coming to add. Anything that we've done in the past, we've always included the community.
Some Broadway groups have opposed the casino in Times Square. Officials for Caesars say the potential casino would create $23 billion in gaming revenue in the first 10 years and create 4,000 permanent jobs. New York State's expected to award three downstate casino licenses. Caesars is one of eight applicants. Skeff Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
And the Trump administration halting an Obama-era proposal that would have created a national speed limit for large semi-trucks. The plan's been in the works since 2016 when federal regulators said limiting trucks to 65 miles per hour could save hundreds of lives annually and save truckers over $800 million in fuel and emissions costs. Regulators under the Trump administration, though, say that proposal would raise trucking costs and could make matters worse by stalling traffic and slowing deliveries. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I feel the need to sort of apologize in advance because this is sort of like a regular topic. It is a frivolous topic, but it is also sort of like a regular topic. And it's a little too close to almost being real talk show news. That's why I'm apologizing in advance, okay? But here goes. I'm going to ask it anyway because that's where we're at. We've heard the story. We talked about it all morning, this Uber where, you know, women can request to have a female driver, which is, I think, a very understandable thing. But it got us talking earlier about sort of a related topic, which is, you know, if you're a woman, do you want a female doctor? If you're a man, do you want a male doctor? If you're a woman, do you want a female masseuse or a male masseuse? If you're a man, do you want? So here's my question. Do you care about the gender of your doctor or somebody who's like a massage therapist, masseuse? 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, John, male or female doctor?
That doesn't matter to me.
You don't care?
No, I don't. Long as you can do the job and we get along, that's fine. That's a whole different subject.
Hot 30-something female doctor.
Yes. There's a woman in the room.
We're getting to you. Mm-hmm. We're coming.
No, all right. I mean, as long as you can do
the massage?
Job. Okay. That's definitely going to be the opposite, a female for me, please.
You want the woman.
I do. I don't want a dude.
Because it's like, you know, dudes touching dudes gives you the not pleasant sensations?
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
But a woman?
Oh, let's go. Let's do this.
What does Talisha think?
Yes.
4, 3, 7, 16.
She'll be like, that's less
20.
Work I have to do.
All right. Sorry. All right, Meg, you begged to be a part of this.
No, I didn't.
So do you? Okay,
in fact,
so
I'm over here saying, do I participate or not participate
so
in this?
My
one?
Wife mm-hmm. wants a female doctor. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like dudes touching her, unless mm-hmm. it's me. And even then, not always.
Too much information.
But you know, she doesn't feel comfortable.
I think it depends on what the doctor is for.
Go ahead.
Yes, I think it depends on what the doctor is for.
Well, the doctor is for healing your body.
Correct, but there are different doctors for different things.
Okay.
So if you have a primary doctor, correct. My primary doctor is a man.
Okay.
But I've been with him, gosh, over 20 years. So
which, by
trust
the way, historically,
there.
I mean, there were no female doctors.
There really weren't, it wasn't a choice
right.
years ago.
Right.
I would say for gynecological things things of that nature, I would prefer a woman. And so that's
and there
case.
Are a lot of male gynecologists.
And I've had those in the past as well, and that's fine. Fortunately, I've been blessed. I've never had a problem, put it that way. As far as masseuses go, Either one. It depends. I mean, it just kind of depends on where I'm getting the massage.
You mean what store?
Correct.
That's not what you mean.
Either. I mean, if it's a nice spa, I'm pretty certain that their techs are certified.
Okay.
So I don't go to places that aren't certified.
Okay, so we're not, you know, not in the strip mall, basically. We're talking in the,
correct.
You know.
Correct. Okay. I mean, I think, you know.
The professional facility.
Thank
let's
you.
Say it that
Thank
way.
You. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that point.
All right. So here's where I'm at. I'm.
This is very awkward, though, I will say.
Really? Why?
Well, because I kind of wish Candy was here right now.
Oh, wow. John.
Wow. Yikes.
Oh, no, shade. That's not fair.
Just see if I set things up for you today.
No, just for this topic.
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with John. John knows how I feel about him. I love John. Let's just go public with that. He knows I love him.
Too late. The shade's out of the bag. Okay,
no.
So for me.
I knew I shouldn't have participated in this topic.
I want a guy doctor. But I've had female doctors, and I mean, it's not an issue. It just...
Why is that?
Why is it what?
That you want a guy doctor.
Because women and men are women and men.
Mm-hmm.
And women touching, poking, prodding.
Keep going. Yeah. I really want to hear this.
I don't need to experience that.
Is it
I don't
an issue
want
of
that.
Thinking the woman's not qualified?
Oh, no.
I want to clarify that.
Oh, no. It's purely a matter of
sexuality. Because there are people out
sexuality.
There that think that, yeah.
It's purely a matter of sexuality. Which, by the way, I think probably if I knew my doctor was gay, I'd probably have a similar issue there. I wouldn't love that. Because it's a sexuality thing. I mean, men and women, there's always sexuality there. And if another guy is, that's the issue for me. And is trusting that somebody is, I don't know, feeling comfortable about that. That's the issue. You're looking me side eyes. I don't know why.
The side eye?
I think I'll just.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so your question was, is it about competence?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely not.
No.
Actually, my dermatologist is female. And she was fantastic. But, you know, very professional. But they're really kind about it. They were like, well, see, you know, undress your level of comfort and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I understand
right, that kind of thing. But,
I don't think a person's sexuality has anything to do with their ability to be a good doctor.
That's not what I said. I said I would feel uncomfortable if I
right.
knew that my doctor was gay and it was a guy.
But how do you think a woman feels? Most of the men, most doctors
yes,
are
exactly.
men.
Yes, exactly. That's right. The problem. That's why my wife wants female doctors. That's mm-hmm. why. And the masseuse thing is the same thing. Like, if, you know, what do I want? I don't think I've ever actually had a full, like, kind of massage.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had back rubs, you know,
sure.
kind of thing. But so female, I mean, massages are very intimate. Massages
yes,
are. In fact,
they
under other
are.
Circumstances, massages lead to other things,
whoa,
which
whoa,
is
whoa, whoa.
Why strip malls you should avoid, right? Because shouldn't be leading to other things. So,
I think.
But then
he
you
knows
have the,
more than he's saying.
I think so too, John.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. 437-1620, your text.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. It looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90, 98 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Excellent. Why would you think that that's a matter? It's not a qualification thing. That's not the issue. Anyway, all right. So to the text, 437-1620. Somebody says, let's see. Michael says a female. Let's see. What is this? I'm not sure what the answer is here, so I'm not going to read it. Let's see. Somebody says, Kim says, I have no preference as long as they're professional, and you can tell the difference. Obviously, I will take male or female. Let's see. Carla says, I'm more concerned about where they placed in the graduation ranks. Oh, that's true, though.
Yeah,
their looking at their background, their qualifications, and I'm considering all other factors equal.
Where did they get their medical degree?
That's one thing we do look a lot at. We
yeah,
really
I do.
Research our doctors mm-hmm. and look at where did they go to school and how.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always this tension of you don't want the brand new doctor who you're like their fifth patient, but maybe you also don't want you to be their like 50,000th patient either.
Well, it's an
you
interesting
know?
Thing because when you say that, I think immediately some of the newer doctors may know newer techniques.
That's it. That's
and
exactly
have new
right.
technology. So
and it's fresher.
Kind of a, yeah. So it's a double-edged sword there.
Yeah. That's always the balancing act is between
right.
the doctor with experience, but is maybe not as in touch with what's cutting edge.
Sure.
Whereas the new doctor hasn't had enough time to practice to be good, but also they're closer to the newest things. Which
exactly.
Now that's always a balancing act. So we tend to go for doctors that have been practicing for, you know, like maybe 5 to 10 years
mm-hmm.
is kind of like that sweet spot.
I always
for us.
Get referrals.
No, oh, that's true. Somebody says, let's see, definitely a female doctor. I don't know what the second part of that comment means. I prefer a doctor who listens to me. I don't care if a man or a woman, though mine is a woman. I don't get massages, but I wouldn't care either way. A male gynecologist is like a mechanic who's never owned a car.
That's good.
Oh my God.
I've only owned bicycles. This will probably be Meg's last frivolous topic with me forever. She's like, I'm not doing this again.
There's so much I could say, but I'm not.
Don says, I only care about whether the doctor is good, not their gender. For massage, men are stronger and women tend to have more finesse. Which service do you need? Which is,
that was
I think
a good
that's accurate.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, where'd it go? I don't know if I have this clip. I'm going to have to look real quick and see if I have the clip that's, because I'd rather play it for you than say it for you if I happen to have it. Oh, okay. So this is a clip reference that somebody just sent in, and I do in fact have it, so I'll simply play it for you.
I think it moved.
Well, there you go. Could have ended the segment
boys,
on that.
Boys, boys, boys.
All the fun I've missed.
Boys, got a text boys, here that says boys. Happy ending. I don't know what that means. Somebody
right.
here says, I'm older and I prefer a female doctor because I think they listen to me better when I describe what's wrong. Someone says, I don't do massages unless it's my girlfriend.
Amen.
And,
yes,
you know,
I agree.
You know, it's a dicey area because a massage is such an intimate, sensual, pleasurable thing. I mean, that's why you get it. Now, some forms of massage are not that. They can be hurtful because what you're trying to do is create pain to, you know, I mean, real harsh massage can be for that purpose. But yeah, like I'm thinking of physical therapy, you know, massage
or chiropractic
therapy.
Massage.
Yeah, yeah, that's different. Mm-hmm. Massage just to release tension is, I mean, that's... to say it, a lot of times that's foreplay, you know, and that's why you know who should
whoa,
you be
whoa,
doing
whoa.
That with, right?
This has gotten deep.
No, but tell me that's wrong. That's not wrong. Let's see. Maybe having
whatever
paying
makes you happy,
somebody
bro.
To do that is you know. Anyway,
so not saying anything.
Eva, you keep saying you're not saying it.
Ladies that are listening. You feel for me, right?
I don't know. Anyway, 437 1620.
I expect the women to understand, and I love the women who listen to this show. And the men, too.
That's part of the reason I love having you here, is because you represent the female voice.
Yeah, I know you don't want.
You want to take the last word? I'll give you the last word before the break.
I don't know. That would be kind of, I don't know. That wouldn't be right.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
What beautiful image have you made, grasshopper, to please your eyes?
The branch of a tree.
Good morning, 8:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Now, Meg, I'm going to ask your permission, because I think what you were saying off the air, I think people might wonder, like, why were you reluctant to say, but I actually thought what you were saying off the air, I agree with that,
mm-hmm.
that for years in the medical field, women, like in many fields.
Well, we didn't have a choice. So when I was in, you know, years ago, you know, and needing certain services and things, the only choice was a man. And a lot of times you would go into a male gynecologist's office and you would tell him what was going on. It would be dismissed because, like you said, if you haven't driven the car, how are you going to know how it works?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, there's a real truth to that. And you can apply that to women as well.
Right.
So the women gynecologists that we have today, I think, are keenly aware of the issues. They're not less, they're less likely to dismiss a woman who's going through menopausal symptoms.
That's another good example, but, menopause,
you know, I mean,
right?
Let's go to some of the things, hormones. I mean, that people have a greater understanding today about that. And I'm not sure. I don't agree that you don't have to be that to understand it. But I do think that it does give you more compassion and sensitivity at times.
Agreed.
Certainly, I would think.
And I mean, part of that is just like you say, having had the experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Experience breeds a certain level of understanding, and also, yeah, I mean, somebody who's never been poor.
Right.
It's hard for, you know, somebody who's never struggled with financial things, it's hard for them to be like a financial counselor because they don't empathize the same way by nature. They haven't had it happen to them.
I really believe it's difficult to understand what you have not experienced.
But you also, you also have the issue of the historic and, you know, male dominance in the society,
mm-hmm.
and women don't know what they're talking about. Women, you know, you take advantage of them when they're buying a car, when they're buying a house, when they're going to the doctor.
No question about
it. Women
are second class citizens. Still happens, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, and all of that. So it's what's interesting. See, I'm glad we talked in the break because, you know, as a dumb juvenile man, you know,
yeah,
14-year-old inside.
Yep. I didn't say that.
Welcome to us.
Well, I did call you a boy, but okay.
Yeah, it's fine. But to me, the what makes the question kind of entertaining is the sort of the sexuality aspect of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
the kind of discomfort slash whatever, that part of it, to me, I'm not even thinking about that slice of it as a man,
mm-hmm.
also not a woman, you know, and those parts of the conversation are really interesting. They make it much less of a frivolous topic.
Correct.
But they're important parts. So
yeah.
I'm glad we talked about it a little bit after the fact. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. What else do we have going on? This is actually kind of interesting. It's just an odd story. You know, we were talking about the Blue Angels earlier, and, you know, if you don't like the sound, then don't live there or don't go to the show or go inside and whatever. There's a noise complaint issue. It doesn't have anything to do with the Blue Angels. This one has to do with a gun range. It's a Florida story, and there is these folks that are trying, they're suing a gun range. It's a massive gun range. Like, it's a, you might even have heard the name, but I'm trying to skip to the story right now because I'm telling you on memory. But the gun range is in Tallahassee, I guess, is where it's Southern Tactical. I've heard of Southern Tactical. I don't know if John's ever heard, but it's a huge gun training facility. Huge. I mean, they like, you know, 200 people shooting guns at the same time kind of place, okay? Machine guns, sniper rifles, everything, okay? Massively noisy. The neighbors are upset because of the noise and are suing. And the original ruling was that you can't sue them because there's actually a law in Florida that protects gun ranges against noise complaints. Key fact, they lived there before the gun range went in.
And they're having trouble selling, I read.
Well, is that also a part of it?
Okay, yes, part of it, too, is that obviously someone doesn't want to move in next to a gun range. So.
Well, I would, but, you know.
Well,
I know.
I don't mind living by the airport
walk.
And the railroad. None of it bothers me. I like the sound.
I can imagine it'd be pretty loud.
But
I
mean, right, it would affect the property value for sure. And so the range opened in 2018. They bought their house in, it was long before that. I mean, they've been there a long time, as I recall. I just can't find the time. But there's this 1973 Florida Supreme Court precedent that says you can't deprive somebody of their right to remedy without really good justification. And the presumption built into the legislation from 1999 to shield gun ranges from lawsuits is too broad, too quick, too presumptive. And basically the ruling now is that they have the right to sue. And, you know, that they're going to be able to look into that litigation or that original law may actually get struck down because it's too broad, too quick, too presumptive to shield the gun ranges. So just kind of we'll see how this all plays out. But I thought it was an interesting story because, again, when you've got 150 to 200 people shooting at a range near you, I understand that would be, you know, I don't think it would bother me, but, you know, I can see why it would bother some people. 437-1620, 437-1620. I think this is a story that is slightly misleading in the headline. So I'm going to give you the headline and then I'm going to explain the story. Lowe's and Home Depot are adding or changing their return policy in a way that's going to frustrate people. I asked my wife about this because she does a lot more shopping with some of them than others, but as historically. And she said, yeah, I don't know this is really the change you think it is or that they might think it is. They're basically going to a 48-hour return for major appliances. And also for things like, you know, paint devices and, you know, things that would, you know, water would flow through them, all that. Like appliances, dishwashers, dryers, ranges, all this kind of stuff. Portable generators, power washers. 48 hours is fast.
And it is because sometimes you have to wait 2 weeks to get it installed.
I was going to say, it takes a while to get them hooked up.
And the theory here is that they're trying to push you off onto the manufacturers for problems instead of handling it themselves. But what my wife told me is that they're always changing their return policies, seasonally even. And so, but, you know, anyway, the 48 hours is fast. I mean, that's really, really fast. You know, it depends on the kind of the product. Some are 7 days, some are, you know, 14 days, some are 30 days. But anyway, it does change. Apparently, the policy changes. But, yeah, 48 hours is a very, very quick return policy.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923.